How do you understand your employer brand? You can aim to win awards. You can launch a new career site. You can activate beautiful campaigns. You can spend a ton of money on making everything shiny. But how do you measure how you're actually performing in the eyes of your candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Employer Brand Index to help practitioners understand their company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what talent thinks, presented in an easily understandable score and actionable report. Learn more at employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, Sansevason! It's Jorgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. Today, we're talking to a global cloud company with a Franco-American twist. It's a cloud data integration leader, to be more precise. This business is truly global and driving growth with some very strong values. So let's start the show. Hey, John, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jorgen, thanks for inviting me along.
My pleasure. So please tell our listeners who you are, what you do, and what brings you on the show today.
So I'm Jonathan, or John. I work here at Talend as our Global People Marketing Manager. What that means, that the sort of role means, is I cover our employee branding, our predictive, proactive outreach to future talent out in the marketplace.
So Talend with a D at the end, what is the company all about?
Talend with a D, that always catches people. So Talend is a data integration and integrity software company. We deliver data that everyone across the markets that we work in can trust at a glance. As a result, every employee within those customers can make decisions with confidence, and executives can directly assess the return on their data investment. For the business, we operate globally. We've currently got a headcount of just around 1,400 employees worldwide and growing at a great pace.
So you're a tech business. What is some of the talent challenges that you are faced with?
I think that there's multiple challenges currently in the market, especially in the tech market. You know, first of all, I think there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people trying to get the attention around rocket ships, around disruption, around innovation. And it can become really sort of confusing, I think, for candidates to identify what their job search looks like and who their potential next employer is. I think it's tough for candidates to truly understand what their next business looks like, what type of culture they're interested in. And, you know, I can kind of really understand why candidates and people, when they're looking at their job search, are behaving more like consumers. Everyone's edging for that little bit more of attention. So I think that's the really big challenge that we have as a business and as a market at the minute.
And are there any specific types of hires that you usually struggle with?
I think, you know, we don't necessarily struggle. I think the biggest thing that we face in the marketplace is, you know, everybody trying to vie for that attention. So, you know, I think when it comes down to where we search, we hire across the board, whether it be sales, pre-sales, professional services. You know, Talend has a really interesting approach in terms of its business and the model of the way we work with our customers. And I think that obviously creates the struggle in terms of how we go about engaging with those people out in the marketplace.
And in terms of awareness, so Talend, it's a B2B tech business. Do you find that you sort of had to explain what the company does when approaching candidates, or is there some knowledge out there?
I think when we're looking at the data integration market, you know, people know Talend's name well. We're a well-respected brand out in the marketplace. We've been going for 15 years. We actually just celebrated our 15th anniversary last year. So we had a big get-together, or, well, virtual get-together now, obviously with COVID going on. But, you know, I think getting the name out there to potential candidates out in the market, it's tough depending on where in the market or where in the business you're looking at. Not everybody knows Talend's name, but that's, I think, an exciting challenge for us as employee brand and us as a business to define that and define what our name looks like out in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bigger opportunity there. Right. So tell me about your employer brand strategy. Where did it start, and what are you working on now, and what's the vision?
So employee brand with us has been an important thing, I think, since day one. we've always looked at the fact of our grassroots. You know, we're a French-founded company originally. We're now globally active. We have a dual headquarter system with our main headquarters out in Silicon Valley. But you know, I think our belief and where the people marketing team is what we refer to here within Talend is our belief is about you know, being as genuine and as transparent as we possibly can. You know, no company is perfect, but we highlight that we love what we do and we do what we love. Culture, as our employees see it, you know, is such a key element to the success of the business. I think we work really closely as a team across the business, and I think that's a really key element to the success. Not only just in COVID time, but you know, it's become especially important within the market as we hire remote employees to get that employee brand across and what the culture is here at Talend. You know, people who might not meet their colleagues or go into offices for months, you know, we've had various people join and they still haven't met their colleagues. I think getting that brand strategy across or getting that brand approach across has been really important for us. You know, people have to really get a sense and a feel for what the culture is like. And that's, I think, how they make those decisions. So we've been super lucky in the fact that we've had a recent amazing shift earlier this year where we had a new CEO join, Crystal Beamon, who's been the pinpoint of, you know, building that mindfulness, building that culture and really pushing that out. So I think that's been really important is getting the entire business bought into the importance of our brand strategy and what that means for us moving forward and, you know, creating an environment where people feel safe, they feel a sense of belonging and a place that people can kind of be themselves, even when, you know, they may not be visiting offices or visiting their coworkers during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is the setup of the team, of the people marketing team?
So the people marketing team, we're a small but agile team. We have a number of people based around the globe. So we have Lindsay, who's based out in the States, who looks after our social media, who's absolutely awesome as in bringing all those stories together. And I think that's super exciting. And we have Nathan, who looks after, you know, nurturing those long-term candidates and really sort of showing us as a business that wants to take the approach of understanding our candidates before we have that role that comes available. You know, I've always harbored this idea that recruitment goes back to its grassroots of building relationships. And that comes from reaching out to people and saying, hey, tell us what you're interested in. What are you looking at? How do you see your career journey going? And I think that's really important from a recruitment aspect is taking that time to understand what does great look like for people. And helping them achieve that. And, you know, I think that's about building long-term relationship.
Right. So let's move on to EVP. What is the EVP and can you break it down for us, please?
Yeah, sure. So our EVP has been a hugely exciting journey, a long one, but hugely exciting. Not only did we get a chance during our EVP opening point, you know, 18 months ago to hear so many voices of our employees and across the business to help us define, you know, what our why is. But it's also been, you know, a challenge, I guess, you know, with a lot of change across the business, there's been a lot of getting people, getting our execs, getting managers within the business to understand, you know, what our EVP means. And we're actually going through this revamp stage at the minute because of that change, I think looking at redefining a little bit, you know, not changing the whole thing, but just tweaking bits here and there. Because as our business has evolved, you know, I think that goes through, you know, that change. We've also had a big rebrand last year, which has been hugely exciting. You know, I think it's one of those points as a business changes and evolves, you know, making sure we're keeping up with our commitments to diversity, our commitments to our customers, our commitments to how we're seen by our customers, I think is has been a key part to our EVP. And, you know, I think with that, we showed up, we owned our values of agility, integrity, passion, and team spirit, and really kind of conceptualized this with the roof of our EVP around what we refer to as our je ne sais quoi, looking at our French roots and seeing what defines what makes Talend a special place to be. And you know, that je ne sais quoi is a really special thing because everybody has it. And it's something that everybody has something special that they're great at or they're really good at. And I think what Talend does really well is nurture that and help people grow in the areas that they're excited about, but also help them learn and grow and new skills across their careers moving forward.
Yeah, so this je ne sais quoi, it's a really interesting one. It's a slightly different take to an EVP, I would say. What's been the reception of that, both internally and externally?
The je ne sais quoi, or JNSQ as we call it, it's one of those, I think when you explain it and you explain it in a visual way and you nurture that across people and you celebrate people's je ne sais quoi, I think the general adoption has been really, really positive. I think, you know, people enjoyed the idea that we were celebrating people's differences from the outset. You know, I think the importance about je ne sais quoi is also, interestingly, you know, it's not what somebody necessarily says about you when you're in the room. It's about what they say about you when you're not in the room. And I think that je ne sais quoi actually helps us define that to a point of we can celebrate each other and work together as a team better.
Great. Okay. And you've got these four underpinning values or pillars. Is there a specific one that most people like to hang their hat on that resonates the best?
You know, there's two probably that most people resonate with. You know, the agility and integrity are key staple points to, if you have passion and you work together as a team, agility and integrity come in on their own. You know, I think if you can harbor those, a passion for what you do, and you can work well as a team, the other values are things that we all harbor as an unconscious thing. And I think that's been a really, really important takeaway as we've spoken to our employees over the last 18 months and beyond. You know, I think that's, they've always been there. And I think just conceptualizing them in single terms and celebrating them has been great.
Talk to us about the activation of this EVP and the employer brand.
So I think overall, we believed engagement was key to this. We learned a lot about the early activation and what worked and what didn't work throughout that process. We went through a big change in terms of our executive leadership during the activation stage of our EVP. So it's kind of been looking at it from the ground up, basically, and looking at how do we implement this from our grassroots all the way from our top engagement as well. You know, it's not a one-way street. It's about making sure that all the different parts of the business feel the ownership of the EVP, and maybe stewardship is a better word than ownership, that the group as a team or the teams within those parts of the business are really helping to spread that word of the EVP and making sure that people feel that stewardship of the continual evolution of an EVP.
I can see a lot of activation happening on social, Instagram and video and other places. What are some of the most popular channels that you're utilizing?
So I think across our social channels, I mean, one thing that the people marketing team and the social side of the people marketing team and the business as a whole has adopted really well is sharing of content. You know, we've seen a huge amount of growth over the last 12 months and last 18 months, actually, of our social profiles. And I think getting our employees engaged with that and sharing that out. So I'd say it's not really just one of its own. It's more looking at different parts of the business as well. You know, when we look at our technical guys, Twitter is a really key platform to share about our EVP and our employee brand. And then also, you know, for the sales and for our customer-facing guys, you know, it's more about, or customer-facing individuals in the business, it's more about our Instagrams and our LinkedIn. So, you know, I think we've seen a really steady growth across those platforms. And I think that's generally because of getting that adoption around the EVP.
And how do you go about measuring the impacts of the EVP? What sort of metrics do you look at?
This is always a tough one. It's always the marketing portion of measuring the ROI. I think when we look at how we measure the return on our EVP, you know, it's around how we're surveying our employees, we're surveying our candidates coming through the process, both those that we extend offers to and those that we maybe put in for future candidates moving forward. You know, it's through our adoption of our nurture campaigns, you know, the feedback that we get through candidates that don't come into the process and how they feel. Do they feel like they have understood what talent is about? Okay, so I think there's a lot about the surveying. There's a lot about adoption. There's a lot about our response rate. And I think when we look at how we've engaged with using the EVP around that, our response rates have increased. Our engagement has increased across the board in terms of candidates and employees. So I think it's obviously, as a data company, you know, it's the importance of the ROI, the importance of clean data as well, and data that we can trust. Yeah, something we're constantly looking at and constantly evolving on. How do we measure this as a success? But I think in essence, really, the success is the feedback that we get from our current employees and making sure that they feel they're part of something special. And I think that's something that we've measured well and we've seen a really good increase in.
Right. And I've seen you mentioned your CEO. She seems to be keeping a very high profile online on LinkedIn and other places. And I'm wondering, does that aid your help in the people marketing team? And if so, how?
Yeah, I think Crystal's passion behind the importance of employee brand has been pivotal in our growth and our push across the business. I think, you know, it's great to see a CEO who is so engaged and so passionate about whether it be a response on Glassdoor or engaging with posts and, you know, really helping us to spread that name wider. I think, you know, that's been a really sort of pivotal point for us as a team to help grow and spread that word out a little bit more and reach a wider network as well.
Yeah, I mean, just from the outside, she seems really authentic and very accessible, I think, as well. I feel like if I tweeted her, she'd probably reply something.
Definitely, I agree. I think Crystal has defined for a lot of us what a leader looks like. You know, she's stepped into the mark and really put a lot of energy into the business, which is fantastic to see as we move forward and we push forward on our goals as a business nice. For the future.
All right. So, John, have you got any top tips for our listeners today?
So I think my main top tips are going to be remember where your culture stems from. You know, when we look at us as a business, we're a French rooted company with now a global reach. And I think looking at how your background comes from, where does your culture stem from? And really, you know, remembering that your culture stems from your employees. It's not something that's created. You know, I never say that we own the EVP. I talk about stewardship a lot across the business on, you know, we're here to make sure that people understand. And if they have questions or comments that we're here to help. I think it also, you know, it's about listening to the business and creating an EVP that's a constantly evolving document. You know, your culture evolves as your people grow, your culture evolves as you grow as a business. And I think that comes from listening to what the business is saying, what the market is saying, and really sort of seeing what the perception is externally. You know, you've got to be genuine and really sort of be open to that feedback, both positive and negative, and take it on board.
John, I know you're very passionate about the job you do. What is it that makes it so special?
The most thing that I love about what I do currently, the thing that I love about that Talon gives me the opportunity to do is my team and I touch on every part of the business. You know, yeah. I think we've seen so many areas of the business where it's or so many areas of companies that work with employee branding that focus in certain areas. But you know, I get to speak to so many different people within Talon and externally on a daily basis. And I think meeting so many passionate people makes me passionate about what I do. You know, it's the ability for us to share some truly amazing stories from the business. And I get to share, you know, how excited I am about Talon's journey moving forward every day. And I think that's awesome.
Right. Final question. Where can our listeners connect with yourself and where can they learn more about Talon's employer brand?
Awesome. So I would say that if you're looking to find out more about Talon, searching Team Talon. So we use the hashtag Team Talon across our posts. And we also have separate accounts for our business and our employee branding side of things, which we cross-nurture constantly. But I would recommend searching Team Talon or Talon on any of the big social sites. check out our LinkedIn Life pages, and of course, obviously our career site. So I think that's probably more than one, but you get the gist.
And where can we find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn, Jonathan Hay here. Surname's a bit of an odd one, but it's spelled H-E-H-I-R.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, John.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jorgen. Been a pleasure.
Okay, there we go. So what is your je ne sais quoi? I mean, I have to say, I do like a brand that stands out with something a little bit different, certainly memorable, possibly a bit tricky to spell. So I'll probably stick with JNSQ, which is what Talon are doing. Really like this approach. So there we go. Be sure to reach out to John on LinkedIn and other places to say thank you ever so much for sharing your insights there. Also, you may want to consider subscribing to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Apple, Spotify, Google, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and all the other places. And if you really enjoyed it, please help us out by leaving a review on one of those platforms, or why not all other platforms? You'll make me really happy. Okay, so whether it's people marketing, talent branding, or employer brand, we're all here for the same reason, which is really to attract and retain the best talent for our organizations. And a way to understand where you're at with it all is, of course, to measure your reputation as an employer. And this is why we invented the Link Humans Index. We investigate what candidates, active and passive, current employees and alumni, the folks who left, feel about your employer brand. And if you, just like Talon did, would like to get a baseline report, head over to linkhumans.com to learn more. Or just hit me up on LinkedIn or somewhere else and I'll happily talk you through it. That was it this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you soon. Hey!
We were walking along in the countryside once and my son and daughter came up with this joke of, what does a cow say on a Monday morning?
I don't know.
I am moody. Yeah. And of course, I'd like to add in, unless they work at Talon.
Very good.